believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, there we are. Yay. Hey, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Osher hanging out with Mary. Hey, Richie Ote, what's your baby?
How's it going? Hi, Mary.
And joined by the one and only Jennifer Love.
Woo-hoo!
Of OneMoreWoman.com. And you've been consistent on that. That's awesome. So, like, for the segments that you've been here, every time we call you out, you're like, woohoo. Is that like, that's like,
that's kind of my thing.
That's your kind of your thing. That's
Warrior
the one amazing
princess,
thing.
You know, Yelp, call, whatever you want to call that.
So, what is your what? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do. You have clearly figured it out. It is the woo. The warrior call. That is the one amazing thing. Exactly. You really, like, that's a skill.
I got it.
Like, just give this girl a mic and you'd get people excited. You'd be like a great, like, you know, just like one of those, like, just one of those rah-rah type people at that's what we're going to do for you. So at the next, like, women's get together, you're going to get people fired up just by doing that. Do it, please.
Woohoo!
That's, I mean, don't you feel, I feel more fired up. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do, which you can grab for free. That would be for free at whatisyourwhat.com. So please make sure you go out and grab a copy of that. Now, you know, it's interesting. For those who have been following my trek here that I've shared off and on over the better part of a year now, actually – It's 14 months. 14 months. I have been entangled. Yeah, it was March of 2016.
Jeez, it's been
a while.
I know. It's been 14 months. So I have been, so Jennifer, you may not know this, but I have been entangled in a litigation issue.
Oh, how fun for you.
How fun for me. So much so that the date that I'm actually referring to is the date upon which they froze all of my assets and put everything into receivership. So I've been fighting that fight for the better part of 14 months. And so...
Thank God for recycling.
Thank God for recycling. Right? So I have no idea what that means, but I'm going to go pick up cans and I'm going to... Yeah,
right?
That I get it. I'm right there with you, Richie. And so just when we thought there was some light at the end of the tunnel... one of the accounts, and I actually have to check on the others. There was three accounts that they froze, and then there was a another amount of money in escrow that was held up because of the sale of a house. And those funds, the proceeds from that, have been actually sitting in escrow now for the better part of 14 months. Anyway, I just came to find out that one of the accounts, they have actually confiscated those funds. So now I got to check on the other accounts and see what's up with that. And hopefully, you know, not to say that we can't get it back potentially, but once they have it, it's a tougher game.
Much harder to get back.
Much harder to get back. So needless to say, I'm still working through that. And it's just the dumbest of dumb things because it relates back to a real estate project that I did in Chicago before I moved to San Diego several years ago. And it was I got really, really bad advice from my counsel. And frankly, he reaped the benefits of that. And I got thrown under the bus totally and completely. So that's a conversation for another day. But what I really wanted then to dig into here, because we've all experienced it in one way or another, is first and foremost, and because, you know, for those who haven't read the book, you know, it is not just about discovering that one amazing thing you were born to do, but it's also really about understanding how you're naturally wired to excel and how to really survive and thrive in this world in which we live. And so my question for you is, first of all, what was, and Mary, I think I know what yours was. Jennifer, I don't know. And Richie, I kind of have a feeling, but I thought we might talk about this for a second. But number one, how do you know when you have hit sort of that rock bottom, if you will? And how do you dig yourself out of that? So just an open discussion around around that?
For me?
Yeah.
I would say, one, accept what it is, where you're at. You probably have been strengthening from the inside out with, you know, the muscle of resilience. State the problem once and start focusing on solutions, because that's where all the creativity comes from. If we keep saying the problem over and over and over, and a lot of what ifs with tied to the problem,
yeah,
you cannot solve a problem. What did Einstein say? With the same way that they created it.
The definition of insanity, or is that something?
No, that's different.
That's something else. Yeah. And so for you, was that that rock bottom moment was with trying to buy milk for the kids? Is that?
No, I think the my moment, gee, was. I don't know if I would say I hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. I was pushed really hard, and taken. Money was taken from me in a blink of an eye. So then I had no choice but to make up. What is my goal? What am I? And my goal was to refi my house and get his name off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 2 years, and it cost me $75,000 on top of the $350 I already gave him.
Mm.
So I just said, you know what? I know I'm going to get this done. And it, I was victorious in that 2 year faithful. I'm doing this. But that's what made me so strong inside. So when other things came up and hit me sideways in life, I knew where to go to, one, say the problem once.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's only solution.
Mm-hmm.
And I became super creative in a lot of different ways that people were advising me, just sell the house. I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
And it's doubled in price since.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Richie.
First off, I gotta say, I'm proud of you, because, you know, in this world, especially the world we play in, entrepreneurs and, you know, hustle and grind and all this, and, you know, to be vulnerable enough to share that when everyone's trying to share, you know, their successes and just like there's zero failures going on in people's lives on Instagram and stuff. It's nice to hear that. I'm sorry you're going through it, but thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So first off, more power to you. Just keep on pushing through, and I wish you the best on that. But as far as rock bottom goes and your question, you know me, I'm whether it's like born with this weird little Pollyanna bug inside or something, but microscopes and telescopes, man, it's all relative. Depends on what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
You know, you're even at your worst, our whole country is the 1% to the world. I mean, man, there's people who are wondering where they're getting clean water.
Yeah.
You know, like a homeless person in San Diego's got it better than a lot of people in the world.
So
I'm just kind of like rock bottom. Yeah, it's all right. Just keep pushing. I'm not trying to avoid the question. Like, yeah. I really do. Like, maybe it's just I'm born and raised. I've had to have the Padres and the Chargers as my two teams I rooted for my whole life.
Right?
Like, so it's like, I kind of had to find somewhere else to find a happy place. I'm making light, but that's part of my superpower from earlier. Like, levity is what we're so hard. We got to be like hard and soft with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So is it a matter then of, are you advising perspective?
Yeah, perspective. Perspective. Mm-hmm. Did you learn something new about you? Is there something you would have done different? Mm-hmm. Is there something you'd do different next time? Mm-hmm. I think you got a bunch of cool lessons in there, and it just sucks.
Something to do different.
You might lose stuff along the way, you know, but
yeah.
Perspective, you're golden, I think.
Yeah. So we got a couple minutes here before we have to end this, but do you want to share a brief story of what rock bottom was, and then how you dug yourself out and what you suggest other people do?
So there's been many rock bottoms in my life, and I think for many entrepreneurs that's true. I remember this one wrapped around Nibmore, my chocolate company, actually. Mm-hmm. And I found myself feeling so sunk by what had happened that I couldn't even hold myself up physically. Mm. I fell to my knees. And in that moment, even now, it still gets me.
Mm.
Yeah. And in that moment, I just allowed myself to fully feel it. And I think so many of us try to push away the feelings.
Yeah.
Rather than just allowing them to come.
Yeah.
And there's so much to be done and said for just completely feeling what we're going through so that it can pass through us and not be stuck.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to your point, the very next thing that I did was I got myself up. I told myself to get some some perspective, and I made a list.
Mm-hmm.
I made a list of all the things that I had learned.
Wow.
And then I made a second list of all the things I'm grateful for.
Wow.
Yeah, gratitude helps. Yeah.
And you know, I'll tell you that changed everything. It went from I'm on my knees in devastation to it's going to be okay.
Wow. Well, some really sage advice there from you guys, and I appreciate that. And definitely things that I will keep in mind here moving forward. And of course, love you guys, and I will keep you posted on everything that that happens here. And appreciate the ears and the love. So, all right, my friends, we will talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.